Well, let's make the right point. Actually, the council we dedicated to talk about this problem just talk about the first draft of what can be the agenda and the period of transition. So it's not the last decision, okay? So we are waiting for them. By Tuesday, they will forward this project to the Prime Minister, who will again forward this project to us, and then we'll take the last decision. So we are right at this point.
Mr. Gokoya, how committed is the military to ensure democracy returns to Niger?
Now, one thing is, we are really convinced of our mission, and we are setting everything to make sure we will restore this democracy in very good terms. So this is first about the council we set up to talk about the agenda and the period of transition. This is one thing. Second thing is about all the, organisms we set up, that is the Prime Minister, the government, and some other constitutional and some other organisms to make sure the transition will be led in a very, very, suitable manner. And maybe the one thing to say again is that we take some measures in terms of an ordinance to make sure no one, and I'm saying no one, of the security forces member or even the Supreme Council for Democracy Restoration, but even the government of transition, no one of these members will be eligible for the next elections. So this is one thing we set up just to make sure we will fully restore the democracy in a very good manner.
Some people say that usually when military governments come, they make promises and all that, they never go away. What is different about your government?
So what is basically different is that, as I told you before, we issue this ordinance saying that no one of us would be allowed to present himself to the next elections. Even we are talking about military, even if this person decide to retire or decide to take a period of availability, he won't be eligible for the election. This is pretty much clear. Now, about the transition itself, it's really going on the right way, because let's say by Tuesday we'll receive this project and we will take the decision and say, okay, this will be the agenda, this will be the period, and at the end of this period there is no discussion, we just hand over the power.
Are you involving every Nigerian in this process, and are you even working closely with the opposition as you transition the whole country into democracy?
Well, what we did in this council we set up, we have a council that will discuss all the agenda of the transition and some other matters of national concern. We take a sample of each, let's say, like that, category of population of Niger. So I'm talking about political parties. I'm talking about syndicates. I'm talking about some over groups. And we make sure we have a really, 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 a composite group to talk and to think about what should be done for this transition. So this is a really something we want to associate the maximum of the population to the establishment of this agenda and all the program of this transition.
How is the former president doing so far? Because the international community has been asking.
Well, let me tell you, the former president is in really good shape. This is, I can assure you, because even the CICR visit him, some personalities coming to see us, they did have also the opportunity to visit him. He's in really good shape. He He's doing pretty much fine. He doesn't have any problem. So we are just keeping him for security reason, and later on we'll be discussing on what should be done for him in terms of on the juridical side and so everything. But let me assure you that he's doing pretty much well. He's okay. There is no problem with him.
The UN Undersecretary for Humanitarian Affairs, John Holmes, is expected in the country Monday. How are you cooperating with him to ensure that the food problems that Niger has is resolved?
Okay. What I can tell you, we have so many contacts. The contact you are talking about, but some obvious contact to make sure we address correctly the food crisis we are now living. And one thing we are trying to do in the following days is to set up a high commissary for food security. And this will integrate all the, let's put it like that, all the organism, all the component working in the field to make sure we have an integrated project, a very sound project, would be linked at the highest level, which is the president. And this is the way we see it, and we are receiving all the vision to talk with them and make sure we address correctly the problem we are living now.
Some Nigerians have expressed worry about the role the military is playing in Western and Central Niger, talking about ethnic lines. How is your government going to address this problem?
Now, one of the pillars of our transition is to talk about the reconciliation. You know, in the past, during the, let's say, the political tense situation, people, they went on this way. We don't want no more to let people going on this way. And we set up, again, another high commissionary for the reconciliation. And we will debate and talk about all the problems in terms of ethnic problems to make sure we evaluate, we address correctly the problem and find the right solution which are sustainable. So we do not have this problem. We are, as an army, we are a component of a society, and we have a very high-level idea of what should be done in terms of reconciliation and unity. So we do not have any problem with that, and we want to make sure we do the right thing before handing over the power to the civilians.